Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. You're listening to the Community News Edition for July 2012. My name is Klaatu, and this is Hacker Public...
Well, you get the idea. This is Hacker Public Radio, the Community News Edition. We do this once a month with the intention of looking back at the past 30 days or so and kind of seeing what we as a community, the community that is Hacker Public Radio, have managed to produce in the past 30 days or so. So let's just get started. I've never really done one of these little community episodes, so I'll just stumble on through using the previous instances of these as a rough guide. So first I'm going to start out welcoming our new hosts. Apparently June is like springtime for new hosts. They just come out of the woodwork. They love it. They flock to HPR. This month we saw the very first episode from Nido, or Nido Media, as he was credited on the episode. And I guess we'll go into exactly what he spoke about in a moment. Also wanted to welcome Windigo and Gubnew. And last but not least, a new contributor by the name of John Doe. Welcome, new hosts. If I missed anyone, I do apologize. But now let's turn our attention to the episodes that we heard this previous month. Immediately after the previous Community News podcast, which was episode 1001, we got an episode from the Linux in the Shell podcast, which is a great podcast, well worth listening to either in the HPR feed or from its show over at, its feed over at linuxintheshell.org directly. If you listen to that episode, you will learn all about the free command, F-R-E-E, and really importantly, how to read it correctly, because I almost guarantee you, you've been reading it wrong this entire time. The next episode, 1003, was from Nido Media, the one of the new hosts, talking about his recording setup, what he uses to record music, and what software he uses, what hardware gear he has. So if you're looking for advice or for some recommendations for good audio hardware and you want to make sure that it also works on Linux or anything like that, then you should check that episode out. 1004 came around and it was from another podcast as well, the Sunday Morning Linux Review episode, their episode 34, with lots of different news topics from Microsoft schemes to promote Azure and to swindle people into using Secure Boot on UEFI and other stuff like OpenSUSE and KDE getting Ubuntu One integration and a couple of different things. You can listen to it and find more out. Episode 1005 was the Talk Geek to Me newscast from your friend and mine, Deep Geek, talking about all the different conspiracies and controversies and real news items going on around the world. Episode 1006 was more experiences out of a mental hospital from your friend and mine, Sigflup. I think everyone who heard this sort of mini-series from Sigflup, it's, I guess, two episodes so far, I think we all pretty much agree that this is some of the most powerful and maybe profound content on Hacker Public Radio. So if you haven't heard her episodes on the mental hospital experience, you really need to hear it. It's really well done, and it's really insightful. Episode 1007, My Linux Adventure Part 2, from Bob Wooden, who's continuing his sort of story of his experience with Linux and how Linux has saved the day many a time for him in real life, and also how Linux has kind of shaped his career a little bit, and I don't think that's a terribly uncommon story for people who get into Linux and start to really know it well. Episode 1008 was from one of the new hosts as well, Windigo. This episode was about fixing a sticky key bug in Minecraft, the game Minecraft. Apparently there was some bug that wouldn't read the key release. When you released a key, it wouldn't actually realize that you had released it, so you could do some Java magic to fix that. And if you listen to this episode, you will learn about what you need to do to fix that. Episode 1009 was from John Sullivan. He was speaking at the Northeast Linux Fest, and here we hear him talking about why we should care about free software, which of course is a very important topic, and I'm afraid it's becoming more and more important all the time as more and more people start using licenses that don't really do a whole lot to protect the continued freedom of software. Speaking of freedom, episode 1010, great number by the way, episode 1010 by John Doe, so an anonymous contributor. You know how I said earlier that the two episodes on mental hospitals was one of the most profound and eye-opening episodes? Well, so was this one. This one is really, really good. You should definitely hear this. This is about someone who gets sued from essentially a lawsuit troll for copyright issues and the different steps that he took to fight against it. Very, very interesting show. Definitely give this one a listen if you haven't heard it. Hopefully you'll never actually need the information contained in it, but it is good stuff to hear. Episode 1011 came to us from Pokey at the Northeast Linux Fest, where he interviewed Robert Schweikert from OpenSUSE. Episode 1012, Linux in the Shell is back, with his episode, Dan's episode, number 9, and this one is about the W command and Linux load averages, so somewhat related in a sense, in spirit, to free, but to the 8th episode about free. Very similar. Episode 1013, Saving Programs from TiVo by Ahuka. Changing gears a little bit for his episode content, but this one was really cool. I don't own a TiVo, but I could really, really appreciate what he's talking about, sort of the goals that he's got, and certainly hearing about his toolchain is really interesting. Episode 1014 was, I think the term is, a blast from the past. It was specifically a Radio Freak America episode, and of course the lineage of Hacker Public Radio can trace itself all the way back to Radio Freak America, so that was kind of a cool thing to throw in there, as I'm sure you'll agree. 1015, Talk Geek to Me newscast from Deep Geek, talking about more international news items and mostly hacker or I guess maybe even hacktivist related stuff. 1016 was the first episode by GubNew about Nix, the functional package manager. GubNew runs Nix OS, which is actually a Linux operating system basing itself upon the Nix package management, so he's got a unique insight into that world. Episode 1017, Phone Hacking Samsung Admire from Brother Red. This was about the trials and tribulations of a phone, a Samsung Admire phone, that had fallen into snow, not into the show, as the show notes incorrectly describe. Episode 1018, Interview with Christelle of the Freenode project. A lot of us use Freenode for chatting on IRC with friends, maybe getting support on different projects. So hearing a voice from the Freenode project, you know, kind of someone who's associated very closely with it, so closely in fact that this person appears on the podcast, podcast.freenode.net. That's the free as in node podcast. So you can listen to him being interviewed by our very own Ken Fallon. Episode 1019, The $8 Billion iPod. This episode comes from us, to us from the TED Talk series. And right there at the end of the month, that rascally Deep Geek snuck in another Talk Geek to Me newscast, keeping us all informed about the tech and hacking and government-related issues happening all over the world. And unless I'm mistaken, that should bring us up to this episode, which will be episode 1021. And that's Klaatu talking about the shows that have happened for the past 30 days, and briefly, recursively, about his own community news episode. Normally here you would get all of the different news that you should be aware of from Hacker Public Radio itself, but as far as I know, there really isn't anything new happening. Episode 1024 is upcoming, but it's already been recorded, so if you didn't get in on that one, you're not in it. You can always submit an episode, though. There are so many different ways to submit episodes. We take everything. It doesn't really matter what it is. We have no limits or rules. Just make an episode and either email admin@hackerpublicradio to tell us about it, or post it on the FTP site. You can get that information by emailing us. We can give you that info if you need it. You can also just call in an episode, literally phone it in. In the US, that's 206-203-5729. That number has changed recently, but it is 206-203-5729. That's the updated number. In the UK, that's 203-432-5879. That was 203-432-5879. All you do there is pick up the phone, dial the number, and speak your episode, and we will put the beginning and end music onto it and get it into the queue for you. If you're a first-time contributor, that is, if you have no previous episode submitted, then you get pushed to the beginning of the line. Your episode gets pushed out to the public first thing. I guess a good hacker way to get your episode always released whenever you want is to keep using a different handle for every episode you release. Then you're always first in line. Don't tell them I told you to do that, though. Other than that, I think that's it. That's Hacker Public Radio. Hope you've been enjoying the past 30 days, and I hope that you enjoy the next 30 days, too. Really. Thanks for listening, and thanks for contributing, and thanks for being part of the Hacker Public Radio community. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.